are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Like the doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. I want to apologize. I haven't really given you guys a lot of updates on the Olympics. I don't think a lot of us have been watching the Olympics. I mean, it's a shame in my circles. I mean, I guess I've been so busy. I've been coming home late. And I try to watch TiVo'd sports. I mean, I hope we're doing well with the Olympics. I saw a little bit of the figure skating. I know one of our figure skaters made a face. I heard about that story. But not much. And again, I'm really proud of our athletes for being out there in the cold. I understand it's, you know, snow's been melting and I guess they've been having to do a lot of dry icing up there. I have some trouble watching some of the sports, especially the snowboarding. I saw one kid bite it, going down. I guess, you know, you see it in slow motion where he had the hyperextension and the flexion injury and he's rolling down the hill and his neck is under his chest. And I have trouble watching that. I mean, I know a lot of you guys play drinking games. And you start to giggle, right, when these people, you know, bite it. And I have to admit, I did giggle when I was watching the guys that had to do, I don't know if it was a triathlon or something, where they're skiing and then all of a sudden they get on a knee and start to shoot, or they get on their abdomen and start shooting, so you think they're, like, shooting the other skiers. And I understand, I did giggle with that, you know, and then some guy fell and it looked like he got shot, and he didn't. I just hope that our Olympians are safe out there. I mean, if I was ever going to do an Olympic sport, it probably would be the figure skating. Now, I'm not saying I could figure skate by any means. I couldn't. But I think figure skating is really, really beautiful. But it wouldn't be to a boring song. Okay, because you know how sometimes they have to do the footwork and you're sitting there going, really, I got to watch this. It would be something that would be, like, pretty cool. Like, it would probably be, like, something to rock. I would probably, like, do, you know, some sort of a rock and roll song. And I would be very, very sexy. And everybody would be like, oh, Dahlia, yay, Dr. Dahlia, you did a quadruple axel. No woman has ever been able to do that. Oh, my gosh. Scott Hamilton would be like, did you see that? I couldn't even do that. Did you see that? And then everybody's like, oh, Dahlia, you're such a hero. And then I would get all these endorsements. And then, you know, I wouldn't have to give you guys bad advice on the radio anymore. That's probably what I would do. Honestly, no, I would still do the radio show. I'd still give bad advice. Absolutely. No, I don't give you guys bad advice. But that probably is on my bucket list to one day be an Olympic figure skater. Do you guys have your bucket list? Do you? On my bucket list is to finally see Dexter and see the first season of House of Cards. That's on my bucket list. Another thing is I think I would love to try to climb Mount Everest. I know I probably couldn't. But I would love to be able to say I climbed a mountain. I did, when I was growing up in Phoenix, Arizona, climb Squaw Peak. Have you guys ever seen Squaw Peak? Squaw Peak, I don't know really how high it is, but as a kid, it looked kind of high and tall. So I climbed Squaw Peak, and I thought that was pretty cool. Red Rock, I climbed. I did some rock climbing in Red Rock, so I'd probably want to do that. Another thing on my bucket list is to probably get some good radio ratings. That would be kind of nice. Finally got my medical degree. No, I'm joking. I have my medical degree. I definitely want to get my books. Definitely want to get my TV show started. There's a lot of things I want to do. I definitely want to get Botox. I would say on my bucket list is Botox. But, you know, we jest and we talk about a bucket list, and I know there was a movie that made that term famous, but I really would like, you know, I like to give you guys assignments every now and then. One assignment I would really like to give you guys is to think about things you haven't done and to do them. And the reason why is many of you, now that we're kind of in between the holidays and it's kind of a more slow time, some of you are really at risk for midlife crises. Okay? Whether you're in your 20s or 30s, oh, I can't stand it when 20-year-olds say, oh, I'm so old. I'm like, shut up. Right? Or like skinny girls going, oh, I'm so fat. Like, shut up. But a lot of you guys are kind of going through little midlife crisis things. I have not gone through my midlife crisis. I haven't. But I was going to. Before I went to radio, I started to go into a little bit of a funk. the recession started to hit, and I had perfect credit. I talked to you guys about this. I had phenomenal credit. So some of the things I was hoping to do and expand, hire more staff, couldn't do. Because the bank said, I don't care if you have perfect credit now. You're not going to have credit, you know, and all of us are just freezing. No loans, no line of credits, nothing. So I kind of got mad because I'm like, wait a second, okay? I'm going to be going into my 40s soon. There's a lot I want to do. I got things to see and people to do. What's going on here? And I felt like my life was going to be halted because of this whole recession and all the things going, and then pending health care, you know, so my going into radio seemed to be reduced. I've never got myself into a midlife crisis, but I remember telling my husband, I don't want to get into a funk. And I see that, unfortunately, that could possibly happen. And thank God I went into radio, and I feel like rejuvenated. I started a whole new radio career. We went national, now possible television, and all this stuff now, and it worked. And I didn't realize that some of the things on my bucket list had to do with show business. And I'm not saying you need to come up with a bucket list and do it all. But, you know, I've always wanted to go to Europe. I've always wanted to, you know, I mean, there's things I've always wanted to do. I just don't have the money to do it. Okay? And I look at my bucket list, you know, and I'm like, you know, stand up to my mother-in-law. There's a lot of things on my bucket list. Make a bucket list that has easy things and hard things to do. And one of the reasons why bucket lists are so important, it isn't because you want to do these things before you kick the bucket, is because it's very goal-oriented. I don't think a lot of us are reaching a lot of our goals. I can't tell you how many people have books that haven't gotten published, artwork that they haven't completed, relationships they haven't spent time with. I mean, there are things that I suggest you make like a real deep bucket list, like going to Italy or China or whatever the hell you've always wanted to do, climbing Mount Everest, okay? But also do mini bucket lists. I mean that psychologically, I think that really, really helps. Okay? Like, you know what? I've always wanted to take my mom to, she's always wanted to see Catalina Island. I've never wanted to take my mom, but my mom's always asked. There's a big difference. And I felt guilty because I never took her to Catalina Island, or my dad never did, even though she lived in L.A. for 30 years. So that's going to be on my bucket list, taking my mother, Lord have mercy, to Catalina Island. I'm not going to be able to make it. Never mind, I'm depressed. Now I'm in a funk. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. I got Sacudito in my office with me. He's my cat. He's now Latino, right? He doesn't want to go by an English name, right? We think he's of Hispanic origin, so his name was Shakeaboo, so we call him Sacudito. Apparently, he's waking up, and now he's about to scratch and make some noise. So if you hear some background noise, it is Sacudito. Yeah, Bake died. Yeah, again, and Brad said don't kick him. Apparently the cat likes to hang out by my feet. So whenever I get excited about something and then I jump with my foot, I accidentally, if they're there. Okay. And, unfortunately Sacudito accidentally got kicked the other day on air and I almost got him taken away from Animal Protective Services. So we got to be careful. Even though I think it does it on purpose. So he does get taken away. This caught my eye. Apparently, there's a Mexican cactus that's edible that has been recalled after it was found to be tainted with a deadly pesticide. I mean, not on purpose. It's a consumable cactus imported from Mexico, and the pesticide is known as monocrotophos. It apparently has been illegal in the U.S. since 1989, and it was discovered in a random sweep by the California Department of Pesticide Regulation. Now, I grew up with cactus. I understand cactus is edible.
Okay, I never ate it. I did like the prickly pear jelly. Prickly pear jelly is damn good. If you ever, you know, want some really good jelly, I would probably have some of that. But apparently some people actually eat cactus. According to the California Department of Public Health website, the cactus in question is likely labeled with a supplier sticker that stated Comercializadora de Chiles, Selectos Nieto S.A.D.R.A.L.A.D.C.V. in cases and was unlabeled for individual purpose purchase. I guess if you guys ever go to a store, you just see these pieces of cactus with the little thorns and everything. You know, you would think that a cactus would probably be a smart thing to eat because think about it. First of all, it's green. So anything green, right, is usually pretty healthy except for the exception of boogers. Number two is you can always clean your teeth with the thorns later, so you kind of have a built-in toothpick. But other than that, I would probably say hold off because to me it looks a little dangerous. This monocrotophos is an organophosphate pesticide that's been banned back in 89 due to its harsh interactions with the environment and people who consumed products sprayed with it. If you are poisoned by monocrotophos, so if you've eaten this cactus that could be tainted, you could have sweating, headache, weakness, cramps, diarrhea, vomiting, hypersalivation, nausea. This is being reported by foodworldnews.com. In some cases, and this is some serious stuff, the toxin can cause permanent nerve damage. Now, for any of you who have been sitting there going, Dahlia, can you please finally tell us and tell everybody to just go and eat organic? This is an example of why organic may not be a bad choice. Organic foods are not supposed to be sprayed. But see, here's my thing. Regular food is not supposed to be sprayed with something toxic. Okay? You know, I'm sick and tired of thinking that just because something has a label, it's 100% protective. Not entirely. You know, one thing we were taught in medical school is you may have a supply that says sterile, and it may not even be sterile. It may be open. There may be a problem with the packaging. And so, you know, even for me, if I open up something, I still inspect it. I just always do, like with my kids. You know, remember there was a restaurant where I guess somebody gave the kid the margarita mix instead of the juice that they ordered, and apparently the cup was opaque because it was one of those plastic cups. So the mom's drinking, and you know something didn't seem right. The kid didn't want to drink it, and there was actual margarita mix with the tequila in it. You know, you just kind of sample everything. And I mean, if you're really, really hungry, maybe, you know, find something different than cactus for now. I mean, I'm sure there's health benefits of cactus. I would have to look it up. Okay, now, what isn't really healthy is bacon. And apparently, reporters come out saying that bacon has hit an all-time high in sales. They say U.S. sales of bacon have rose by nearly 10% to an all-time record of $4 billion. Now, bacon is a big problem. We doctors never recommend bacon. We can understand the egg thing for breakfast. We can. If you want to eat eggs, I'm with you on that. I don't really have that much of a problem with eggs. As long as you don't fry them, mix them up in corned beef hash, mix them up in bacon grease. If you have an egg, right, maybe like a whole wheat muffin, maybe some orange juice that doesn't have a lot of sugar, I'm okay with that breakfast. I really am. I'm fine with that. I will not tell you to go and eat bacon, okay? And it's not because of the pork thing. It's because bacon really doesn't offer that much nutrition. You could get your protein in other ways. And so we also have to realize that there's a lot of preservatives in bacon. And so, and sometimes when you cook it and you kind of burn it so it's crispy, they think that it could also be carcinogenic now. So if bacon's been linked to cancer, diabetes, heart disease, okay, oh, and then adding maple syrup to it, whoa, okay? Now, mind you, every now and then, there's some turkey sausage on my plate, and the turkey sausage accidentally rolled, because it's round and cylindrical, rolled into my pancake syrup. And I will not have a fit. I will just go my merry way and take a bite of my now syrup-laden turkey sausage. That is some damn good eats. That is some tasty, tasty stuff. Let me just put that out there right now. I'm not saying to do that by any means, but it's pretty tasty stuff. Okay, so moving on. But they say that is like a trifecta of bad stuff because you got the sugar, you have the obviously the fat, etc. Now, well, I've never really understood this whole bacon thing, people, and I think the reason why is because it looks good, it just doesn't taste good. It's never really tasted good to me. I understand the crispiness, I understand the sizzle, I understand that it's really easy to, I guess, hold in your hand and eat. I get all that. It's probably one of the worst foods out there. Probably one of the most dangerous foods. Now, previous research has also figured out why the bacon smell is so tempting. They call it, according to Daily Mail, the Maillard reaction. When you have an amino acid and a reducing sugar, this reaction occurs when it's heated. The acid and sugar react to release a huge amount of smells and flavor that make you salivate. Aileen Roberts of the Center for Life Education Center in Newcastle explained the reaction releases hundreds of smells and flavors, but it's the smell that brings you in. I love the smell of bacon. I just can't stand the taste. It just tastes like crap. Researchers from Harvard School of Public Health have found that eating processed meat like the bacon, sausage, etc., and I know it doesn't look processed when it's raw, but it's processed, was associated with a 42% higher risk of heart disease and a 19% higher risk of type 2 diabetes. Now, I know that some of you have questioned me when I've talked about these high-caloric breakfasts, how not to do it. Why then am I telling you guys to eat a good breakfast in the morning and a big breakfast and a hearty breakfast? A hearty breakfast meaning good carbohydrates and good quantities. Because for those of you that don't eat a good breakfast or just have your Starbucks in the morning, you're going to get hungry in a couple hours. And your body needs to eat something in the morning. And again, it has to be something healthy. It has to be something really of substance. But the big mistake a lot of us make is we eat nothing or we don't eat anything. Or what we do is we eat like a sugary cereal. Well, having a sugary cereal or having a donut, which is super sugary, that's a real bad idea, or eating a bagel. A bagel and cream cheese, probably one of the worst bagels breakfast to have, and I'm Jewish. No, you do not eat a bagel and cream cheese for breakfast. Now, I've had a bagel and cream cheese for dinner. Okay, I told everybody we got to do a couple vegetarian dishes a week, right, to try to stop eating meat. I will have an onion bagel with chive cream cheese, okay, and some tomatoes and salad. And that is my vegetarian meal. And I'm happy because, you know, it's a big, thick bagel at Bagel Cafe. We have this place called Bagel Cafe in Las Vegas. And, oh, my gosh. So I've done that for dinner a couple times. But then all of a sudden I find some corned beef on somebody else's table. And then I order the corned beef and we're all done. But I know it's not vegan. I know that's not a vegan meal, but it's vegetarian. Because I understand there's animal fat in the cream cheese. Not the smallest in calories. But I got to tell you, when I was keeping my weight down, it would kind of work for me because I wasn't eating meat. Okay, so just remember, bacon is bad. Bad bacon, bad boy for eating bacon. Another thing also you got to realize is the salt. You also have the salt in that. Salt increases blood pressure, also a strong factor for heart disease. So between the nitrites, the salt, and Dr. Dahlia spending a whole segment on it, you don't want to go there. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Dahlia.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com. Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
All right. Welcome back to the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is very odd. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Yeah, you got to hear this STD app. Apparently, there's a new app that's supposed to make the dating world, quote-unquote, less awkward with a profile feature that displays which STDs you've been tested for. The app is called Hula, okay? And the reason why they call it Hula, according to this article in Daily Mail, I got to read this word for word. According to the app developers, Hula was named after the Hawaiian dance because it, quote-unquote, help you get laid. Thank you. All right. I'm a little nervous about the whole privacy issue of this one. But apparently, it helps you find local test centers, but it has healthcare providers that will send your results directly to the app, and then you could share them with others on the social network. Of course, there is a way to do an opt-out of sharing the results in case you don't want these to go public. Hula also lets users review STD clinics and will send out reminders reminding you to get tested
regularly. 6 weeks, 3 months could sometimes go by pretty quickly. This is kind of interesting. I'm looking at the app site and how it looks. And it shows, you know, gonorrhea, chlamydia for Sean, negative, negative. Well, what happens if it says positive? I mean, it's kind of embarrassing. It would be nice, okay, for you to know before you sleep with somebody if they have it. But you're not allowed to violate people's privacy. This is for people who want to show that they are, I guess, negative. I'm surprised it would blow my mind away if somebody would actually want to put that they were positive on there. Which, again, is going to kind of ruin when we talked about these websites for rating doctors. How there's companies out there that may post a bad review of you and then tell you to buy their services so they could get good reviews or help you get rid of the negative reviews and put good reviews up there, which obviously shows what a scam is. Same thing with this, okay? I mean, if everybody's going to run around with negative STD scores, you know, how do you know it's really true? I guess what it is because it's supposed to have come from a doctor. So then you know it's really in their dating profile and it's really true. All right, but you know what? There's an app for everything these days, I guess. All right, you know, speaking of scientific progress, they say there's going to be an avatar-type brain implant that can help paralyzed patients. Apparently, all right, this is very, very interesting. Using the technology kind of fictionalized in the 2009 James Cameron film, scientists from California wired the brain of one of the rhesus monkeys to the spinal cord of another, which had been placed in a state of artificial paralysis. The conscious monkey was then able to control the movements of the second animal using only its thoughts. Even though it was completely disconnected from the arm muscle it was supposed to control. This is some freaky stuff. Studies co-author Miriam Sanechi of Cornell University School of Electrical and Computer Engineering said, "We demonstrate that a subject could control a paralyzed limb purely with its thoughts." But they say the discovery could have the potential to help paralyzed patients regain control of their own limbs. If we are able to do that, that is like biblical cool. All right, so during lab tests, what they did is they used electrodes to connect the brain of one monkey to the spinal cord of another monkey. The computer then decoded and relayed neural signals between the two. The first monkey, we're going to call Master, was restrained in a special chair in front of a computer screen. He was a monkey, so you don't want him running around, showing a cursor and a green circle alternating between two spots. The second animal, the avatar, was fully sedated in a separate enclosure with its arms strapped to a 360-degree joystick. The joystick was used to move the cursor and chase the circular target on the screen that was in front of the first monkey, the master. As the master thought of moving the cursor, because remember, the master monkey is strapped to a chair and wants to reach and move the cursor, its brain signals was decoded and sent to the other guy. The other monkey then, I guess, was trying to manipulate the joystick. Just incredible. I mean, and it's, I believe, yeah, the arm actually moved. Every time the cursor hit the target, the master received a squirt of juice as a reward. This is some crazy, crazy stuff. It's cool. And look at these monkeys. They're so cute. So I guess, you know, if we are able to help control each other's, if we are able to help each other in paralysis, oh my gosh. I mean, if they're able to speed this process up, you know, your loved one is paralyzed, but he has to get up and go to the bathroom. So you go, okay, hurry up. I'll get into the chair and I'll use my mind to do it. Oh my gosh, that's exciting. Doesn't Avatar have like another 3 sequels in the works? All right, another thing that's pretty cool, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, is a saliva test may spot depression risk in boys. There is a test that they could possibly use to see if somebody has depression. Now, what this test looked for was high levels of the stress hormone called
cortisol. They say boys that had these high levels were 14 times more likely to be diagnosed with clinical depression later. Now, this is this is according to the AP Associated Press. Girls with high cortisol levels were only 4 times more likely to later be diagnosed with depression, which is why they think this would be a test more for boys. Now, right now, there is no blood test, no biological way to measure depression risk. You know how we talked about serotonin and people's serotonin being low and that being an issue when it came to depression? There's no way to really in the blood just do a serotonin test and be able to use that to see if they're depressed or not, because serotonin levels go up and down. Just like it's very difficult to test estrogen fluctuations. If the estrogen is low, it's low. And then we know you have low estrogen, but to see, well, did I drop my estrogen this week? You know, you would have to be doing serial testings. It makes it more difficult. In the study published online Monday in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, saliva samples were collected from more than 1,800 children aged 12 to 19. The teens were also questioned about depressive symptoms. Then they followed these kids for about 3 years, and that's how they could tell there was a stronger correlation with men over women. I know a lot of you are like, oh, you know, women are hormonal. Anyway, no, men are hormonal too, okay? I mean, everybody thinks, oh, women and puberty. You know, guys, for you guys to make the changes you make with puberty, you know, sometimes I think your changes are sometimes more dramatic than girls. I got 2 boys now, 1 pre-puberty, 1, I think he went through it. Boy, that was fast. And I mean, oh my gosh, they went from little boys, and you start to see the shoulder, the muscle mass, the changes. It kind of blows your mind that your kids could go from little baby to that. And now the little baby, the younger one, his voice is starting to change and get deeper. It's really freaking me out. Very, very, just very, very scary. Speaking of our babies, they say if our babies have a good appetite, and you know how grandma comes over saying, what a healthy appetite, good baby. They're saying, wait a second, infants with hearty appetites may be more likely to have a genetic predisposition to obesity. In one study published in the journal JAMA Pediatrics, or Journal of American Medical Association Pediatrics, researchers from the University College London found that these little infants with large appetites will grow more quickly than other infants up until they're 15 months old. If they have that rapid growth, that could put them more at risk for obesity later in life. Rapid weight gain could ruin you. You know, some of you will, let's say, have diabetes, and you'll say, I don't get it. You know, I've relatively been slim. Maybe I've yo-yoed. Well, yo-yo diets cause diabetes. I think that's one of the reasons why Tom Hanks is diabetic. He had to lose a lot of weight for Castaway. He had to then gain weight for, I think, another role, and then he had to lose weight again. And so, you know, your body doesn't like change, so this rapid weight gain and loss could be an issue. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, everyone. Have you heard about the no-no hair removal device? device that's sweeping the globe. If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No Hair Removal.
Thanks. Hey, gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means, cold and flu season. But don't worry, HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Dr. Dahlia Show. We really don't do enough boogie woogie, do we? I really miss boogie woogie. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877 DOCDALI. Remember, you could follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and you could follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're also on iHeart, we're on TuneIn, we're on your iPhone app, your Android app. You can listen to us anytime. I want you guys to learn. I want you guys to be able to call in, get your medical questions answered. Email us, of course, at drdahlia.com. And for phenomenal programming, don't forget to check out gcnlive.com. When you've had your fill of the Dr. Dahlia Show, you can listen to some other phenomenal shows. We have amazing, amazing hosts on GCN Live. Definitely check out GCNLive.com and get your fill of some phenomenal radio. Can nuts ward off pancreatic cancer? Nuts are the superfood. And they are saying that eating a handful of nuts twice a week can reduce the risk of pancreatic cancer by a third. This does not hold true for chocolate-covered almonds or Jordan almonds, which is the only way I could really get nuts into me. New research shows snacking on 1 ounce of nuts two or three times a week can reduce the chances of pancreatic cancer by more than a third. I'm sorry. Sorry, the study carried out at Harvard School of Public Health in Boston did not differentiate the types of nuts, okay, because I'm thinking peanuts. But my guess is probably the less tasty ones, you know, because always, you know, like Brazil nuts, walnuts, you know, usually the nuts that aren't very tasty, those are the ones. The sugary-coated pecans, I bet they don't count. Now, the findings published in the British Journal of Cancer offer some hope, they say, in the prevention of disease, which has a high mortality rate. Pancreatic cancer is pretty scary stuff. Kills thousands of people a year. And the reason why it kills you is because you don't find it until it's already metastasized many times or already to the point where it's very difficult to treat. Pretty, pretty scary stuff. But we don't really know why people get it. Sometimes it could be because they have chronic pancreatitis from drinking alcohol a lot. Sometimes it could be genetics. Steve Jobs had a very rare kind. All right. I think he had a neuroendocrine tumor of a very rare kind of pancreatic cancer. You know, sometimes it could be luck of the draw. Some people think being diabetic could be a risk factor. I don't know if so much being a diabetic as much as whatever caused you to be diabetes is the same thing that causes you to later get pancreatic cancer. That would be my guess. Just keep your weight down. If you have stomach pain, make sure you get it checked out. And it doesn't hurt to have a healthy diet. What they did is they looked at 75,000 women. And they studied the incidence of pancreatic cancer, and they found that those that would eat 1 ounce serving of nuts a couple times a week lowered the risk of tumor by 35% compared to women who never ate them. So frequent nut consumption could work. And I know there's one of you out there going, wait, Dr. Dahlia, I have diverticulosis. I'm not allowed to have nuts. Okay, if you're not allowed to have nuts, don't eat them. Okay, we're talking to the people who can't have nuts. I understand that. Yeah, see, you know, my diverticulosis patients, you guys are probably the most difficult for me, okay? And you're nice, okay? And I like working with you, and you know, but every time I try to tell somebody to eat some vegetables or eat more fiber, all right, or eat more fruits, you guys always interrupt saying that you can't because you have diverticulosis. And, you know, I know you have diverticulosis. Diverticulosis is pockets in the colon. You get little seeds from your bananas or strawberries stuck in there or popcorn, and then all of a sudden it festers. When it festers, it gets infected, and then you can unfortunately get diverticulitis, which is inflammation of the diverticula. You could sometimes even get perforations of these, so it's pretty scary stuff. The problem is when I'm trying to give advice, you guys need to pipe down. Let me finish my advice, and then you could whisper to me, I got diverticulosis, I can't have the vegetables. And then I'm like, okay, well, here's the diverticulosis plan, okay? But you guys always interrupt me. I'm trying to talk to your husbands about keeping their diet down, staying away from the fatty foods and the breads, telling them to eat fruits and vegetables, and you pipe in with your diverticulosis. Just let me finish speaking, okay? Then we could deal with your diverticulosis. Thank you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A man said he was on his way to heaven, saw his mother-in-law up in heaven, and she told him to go back, and now he's alive. So if his mother-in-law hated him on this beautiful earth of ours, she sure as hell wouldn't let him come into heaven. A man has described his near-death experience as that, where his dead mother-in-law ordered him to go back to Earth after he suffered a massive heart attack. He's a delivery driver, Brian Miller from Ohio. He suffered a massive cardiac arrest while at work, but apparently he was recovering in the hospital when his heart suddenly stopped beating for 45 minutes. Doctors at University Hospitals at Ahuja Medical Center tried to revive him. We are talking 45 minutes. They shocked him four times while he was there. I'm surprised they let it go that long. Thank heavens. Okay? And then all of a sudden, his heart began to beat normally. No brain damage, no loss of body functions. Now, he says he recalled a white light. He said he was walking towards heaven along a path covered in flowers. But then he saw his mother-in-law. So he probably thought he was in hell for a second. Okay? The mother-in-law was standing next to his father-in-law, Jack. Both of them have been dead for a while. They both said, get the hell out of here, you got things to do. They waved, telling him he still had things to go down and do. So, and they're showing his EKG. It looks like he was in VFib. I mean, he was, I'm amazed that he, you know, I mean, if he went from asystole to his heart beating again, wow. Brain had no oxygen for 45 minutes, but he's talking, walking, and everything. No brain damage. That's amazing. So, you know, maybe be nicer to your in-laws. I mean, wow. Now, I don't know what type of relationship he's had. I mean, I'm sure he's not going to, you know, now that everybody's, you know, talking to him and his wife is in the room. I mean, you're probably never really going to get a true account of how he got along with his in-laws. But I got to tell you, I'm looking at a picture. And as in-laws go, they look really nice. Maybe he really liked them. Maybe he looked at them as his parents. Who knows? Or maybe they really, really did hate him, and they did not want him up in heaven. So they sent him back so he could do more things and end up in hell. I don't know. But very interesting nonetheless. Do I believe in these near-death experiences? I do believe that our journey on Earth doesn't end when we die, even though scientifically, you know, the light's supposed to go out, etc., I believe there's a higher power than science. I always have. And I believe in God. And I don't know if I so much believe that there's actual a heaven with flowers, but I do believe our saints, our biblical forefathers and foremothers are there. I believe there's a lot of guidance, and I believe there's work to do in a whole nother dimension. And it's so, such that I would just hate to think that we're doing all this and then it's all over. And my in-laws are alive and well, thank God. So right now I don't have to worry about them being up there, you know, kicking me out of heaven. But I do believe it. You know, now a lot of people say they see a white light because everybody's expecting a white light. All right. But then again, I mean, you know, when you hear biblical accounts of being in the presence of the Lord, light was very important. You know, light, I believe that. I really do. I really do. You know, one of my kids, you know, he goes to Sunday school, and he has a very, very scientific mind. The other kid is like, yeah, whatever they say the Bible says, I'm there. The other one is like, okay, but I don't get it. Explain this to me. I don't get it. How could this happen? How can Noah's Ark, how could the whole earth be flooded? And Noah had paramecium, had the amoebas, it was on the animals. Yeah, but how did he have every animal? You know, he's trying to figure it out. He's younger. He's trying to put the two together. He's not a non-believer. He's just trying to put it together. And what if God was one of us? Yeah, I know. What if it's Brad? You know, you guys prayed that Brad would shut the Dr. Dahlia show off. Maybe it's Brad. All right, guys, more Dr. Dahlia on the way. God bless.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.